All right, cool. So I think let's just get straight into it. Let's just have a conversation. So as you know, the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 19th year. And this is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. Now, this survey is so awesome. It gets the opinions from youth that is based here in South Africa between the ages of 80 to 30. So that means kids, teens, young adults, and even young professionals. Now, what's really exciting is that this year, the Sunday Times Gen Next will take place over the whole month of September. So that's three separate events, right? On the 7th, on the 20th, and on the 28th. And if you're listening and you want more information on the campaign, you can simply go to sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And if you're listening, of course, this is cliffcentral.com. And my name is Lebang Khosana. And I'm very excited today to be chatting to a very, very crucial and critical member of, I guess, why Gen Next, Sunday Times Gen Next has been successful for so many, many years. And that is because of McDonald's. Now, when I say McDonald's, I'm sure everybody has a comment. I'm sure everybody has some sort of memory, whether it's nostalgia. If you're a parent and you hear McDonald's, I'm sure you cringe because your children are making your life a misery because you're constantly having to buy McDonald's. But I can honestly say that it's played a role for most of us, and McDonald's is the brand that it thinks it is. So today, I'm very excited to introduce you to the marketing director of McDonald's, and that is Setshaba Motsielwa. And welcome to Cliff Central.
Yeah, thank you so much for a warm welcome.
Absolutely, especially with this cold weather, it's the least I can do.
Yeah, it is warm in Johannesburg, yeah. But being a brand that's available nationally, I cannot make that assumption that everywhere where McDonald's is available, that it is cold.
Hey, we can only do what we can. So Chaba, what can the youth look forward to from McDonald's this year? I mean, are there any exciting campaigns that you guys are working on? I mean, June is also Youth Month, which is super, super exciting. So what can you share with us as far as what your plans are?
You know, every year we start with campaigns, mm-hmm. but then you find that things change that allow you to respond to where the youth are at. So we're going to be introducing some interesting new tastes. Wow. In terms of products. Now in the month of June, we are celebrating McNuggets. They are 40 years old worldwide.
Oh, happy birthday, McNuggets. 40 years. Sure. 40 years. That's a long time.
And you know, they are very good with sharing and the different sources that we have. So different tastes. Coffee always, of course,
yes.
Through my cafe,
yes.
As well as our dessert, McFlurries.
Yeah.
So it is all around products that the youth enjoy, our sure. customers enjoy, and just making sure that we deliver them warm and fast.
Exactly. I mean, you mentioned the word fast. That's fast food restaurants 101. What do you think, Setshaba, the youth is looking for when it comes to fast food restaurants?
It is about food being served fast. You know how youth want things now. It's delivering on that promise. It is about Wi-Fi in our restaurant because we people always want to make sure that they update their social status, the interaction with all the apps where we are available, and really the ambience that you find in the restaurant, nice, beautiful decor that's contemporary, sure. aligned with where the brand is going globally.
Sure, sure. I mean, I don't remember the last time I walked into a McDonald's and I couldn't connect to the Wi-Fi. It's always like, it's almost like a reflex, like, hey, let me connect so the world can see what I'm eating McDonald's. You know, it's like it's just something that you want to do. You want to share, you know, and I think that goes with what McDonald's is about. It's about that sharing, that being able to eat and eat with companions, or even if you're eating alone, you can tell companions, hey, and it's nice.
And you do see that in the behavior of the consumers, the sharing, not just of the moment,
sure.
but also of the food, as exactly. we spoke about how we are able to cater for what the youth, whether it's dessert, whether it's coffee, whether it's McNuggets, as I've just said, or the Big Mac.
Yes.
The iconic Big Mac that is enjoyed worldwide. And it's one of those products that's got that unique taste.
Definitely.
And a lot of the youth will budge with it and then just show you, I'm having my Big Mac.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it is about that accessibility of the brand through, as we said, Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Including how we now take orders through self-serving kiosks. So there's quite a lot that happens in the restaurant.
That was a game changer, by the way. That really made it so much easier to get my food fast. I thought that was brilliant. That was very good. You mentioned earlier on the youth market. So how important is the youth market to McDonald's? I mean, as a mother of five and somebody who grew up eating McDonald's all the time, I find myself feeding my kids McDonald's all the time. And, you know, it's kind of, it happens like that as the generations go by. So why is the youth market so important to McDonald's?
It is very important because, as we just said now, you find that the kids get introduced to the brand through Happy Meal, one yes. of the first branded packaged food products with portions that were made for the kids. Mm-hmm. And then as you grow older, then as a child, you then access the different products that you have. Mm. So it's being able to bring kids into the brand, engage them, and then from there, as they move through the different products, grow with them so that when they do become adults, then they can reference back.
Yeah,
I had one of those moments interviewing somebody who I asked to say, why do you want to join McDonald's? And they said, you know, given my age, I was 2 years old when McDonald's got into the country, started with Happy Meals and have grown and now I have my own kids and then giving it back. So I thought it was quite nice to see that people grow into the brand, stay with it, and then they bring the next generation of, of kids. That's why it's so important to have a connection with the youth.
Sure, sure. I love that. And Sechaba, how would you say McDonald's engages with the youth market? I think we know that the youth market is constantly changing. How they do things changes. How they express themselves always changes. But McDonald's seems to know all the time how to, you know, connect with them directly. How are you guys doing that so well?
I think just look at how the survey that we are speaking about, the Gen Next survey. Lots of insights because it's not just our brand that one has to speak to. And then you get to understand what are the other brands doing that is connecting with the kids, particularly on things that are, say, digital, lifestyle orientated. So being able to not just be an island, but connecting with culture, youth culture that the youth are connecting with. And all those help us to then adjust our marketing strategies, how we communicate, how we engage, so that then we're always relevant. So those digital touch points and learning from the other relevant brands are quite important.
How important is purpose in your positioning? I mean, McD's, you guys have been around for a while. Globally, you're a giant. In the South African context, you know, how important is purpose as far as how the youth and your market perceives you and engages with you?
It's very important. McDonald's purpose is to feed and foster communities. It is about the food. It is about the communities. So I've already spent quite a bit of time speaking about what we do as it relates to food. And communities is defined physical communities where our restaurants are located. But with the youth, they also have their own communities. And just making sure that we are part of it, whether it's providing gaming for them or being part of sporting activities, making sure that we've got accessible, beautiful, relevant sporting assets. But at the same time, as we said, when we talk about saving millions of people, it is also the suppliers that are part of our value chain, the people who make sure that these fresh lettuce, potatoes, the meat, so all that community forms part of the McDonald's ecosystem. So that when we don't talk about saving the food, it's really from crop or the from the farms all the way to the fork. All those becomes quite important as we fulfill our purpose of feeding and fostering communities.
Yeah. Sechaba, while I have you, can we get a little bit of insight on what that recipe is for that hash brown? Because that hash brown is amazing. I've never tasted a hash brown that good in my life. And this was before I even started eating McDonald's breakfast. And then one day I started eating McDonald's breakfast and I haven't stopped, all because of that hash brown. So when you say farm, I'm thinking potatoes, fork. When that hash brown gets in my mouth, it melts. Oh, it's good.
I think it always start with the right potato, grown with love, cared for, and then prepared accordingly. And then when you get into the restaurants, the way that the preparation is done, it always has to take into consideration the potato. And it's a beautiful product. I love it for breakfast. I always put ketchup on mine. And then it's just beautiful. And then my cafe hot cappuccino afterwards.
I know, Emon, that's actually making me hungry. So, Chaba, how do you foster brand love, you know, as a brand? And I guess that it's a bit of a challenge for most brands, yep. because if anything, that's probably something you aspire to achieve, and naturally and authentically, you want the market to be like, I am so down with that brand because that brand understands me. They know me. They've been with me from that age up to my big age. How has McDonald's successfully fostered brand love?
As a global brand operating in a lot of countries, where we have a very good understanding of how people want to connect with brands.
Yeah.
Within the McDonald's context, as we said earlier, it is about, can you live up to your brand promise of delivering my food fast and convenient?
Mm.
So it's consistent operational excellence to deliver on the brand promise.
Mm.
The other one is what we just spoke about. Do you connect me with the purpose that I also have around what needs to happen in my communities,
sure.
However I define them. So we do that quite well. We work with beautiful agencies that are able to create creative that communicates the brand quite well, mm-hmm. consistently. So mm-hmm. in the right media channels,
mm-hmm.
And within the South African context, of course, we do have to appreciate our own environment. That's why we'll then use the language that is relevant without losing the fact that we are a global brand, but yeah. touching into the things that are the touch points that are relevant to our target market.
Yeah, yeah. It just sounds like you guys know what you're doing. That's what it sounds like.
I think over the years, our consumers and our customers have said, we love this particular brand. Yeah. Continue doing what you are doing quite well because we are loving it.
Yeah, no, we're definitely loving it. So Chaba, this year, as I said earlier, you know, Sunday Times, Gen X is happening over a couple of days. There'll be the interactive showcase on the 7th. There'll be the main awards show on the 20th, as well as the youth marketing conference on the 28th. So what can we look forward to as far as McDonald's participation? You know, can you give us a little bit of some insights on maybe what you guys are going to be doing without giving too much away? Just something to look forward to.
Let's just say we'll activate and just make sure that the touch points that are relevant are there.
Yeah.
Coffee is one of them.
Mm, coffee. Gotta love a good coffee. Okay, so Chaba, unfortunately, we have to close because, you know, whenever you start having a conversation and it flows nicely and everything's going well, time just stops you while you're in your tracks. So in closing, you know, for many years, McDonald's has placed first in the coolest fast food category at the Sunday Times Gen Next survey. I think that's something to be proud of. That really speaks to the good work that you guys are doing as far as making sure the product is good and making sure it's being communicated well in the creative. What does this mean for McDonald's?
I think for us, it's an honor that we are proud of and we don't take it lightly. That's why it always put pressure on us to make sure that the next year we are even better. Because if you just do the same thing that you did last year, your competitors might just pass you. So it's just continuous improvement. So, and it is something that, especially when the youth think you are cool.
Sure.
Then you know that you're connecting quite well. So we are quite proud of that and continue to look forward to being relevant to the youth.
The youth, once again. I mean, imagine being the coolest brand all the time. Like, you're just like so cool. And when the kids say you're cool, believe it.
Yeah.
It means you're very cool.
Yeah.
So you guys mustn't let that get to your head. Hey, next thing.
No, it won't, as you can see, 7 years in a row, it hasn't gotten into our head. So we really do not want to do that.
Mm.
We want to basically continue to connect with the hearts and the love of the youth.
Sure. I love that. Fantastic. Thank you so much. It's been very nice chatting to you and also just like hearing what happens on the outside. It's one thing to bite into a McDonald's burger, but it's another thing to actually sit with the marketing director and hear that, you know, the love that I'm tasting in the bite, it flows throughout. It's not made up. It's authentic. And I'm here for that. Thank you so much to Chaba Motswela for chatting with us today. And we will see you, McDonald's, at the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards. That'll be in September. Look, it's the 19th year that this is happening. McD's has been the coolest brand, according to the kids, for the past 7 years. So I cannot wait to see what you guys have in store for us this year. And if you're listening at home and you're wondering, how can you get involved in the actual event? Simply visit sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And thank you for listening to cliffcentral.com. My name is Lebang Khosana, and I will see you in September.